less stress through science. This morning's commentary is sponsored by WaFed Bank. I saw a Bloomberg story about the latest innovation to reduce your stress level at work, privacy pods. Quoting from the story, employees returning to offices have flocked to phone booth-like privacy pods to make phone calls or just get a bit of quiet, unquote. Yes, employees, we're sticking with the open office that all of you hate, but now we will let you hide in privacy pods when you're tired of overhearing everybody else's personal business. According to Bloomberg, these privacy pods are among the fastest growing segments in the office furniture market, and they are so popular that one privacy pod maker came up with an even better idea, which is to embed the privacy pods with sensors that can track the pulse and breathing of the employee in the pod to detect early signs of stress as a way of preventing burnout and reducing office turnover. The sensors are actually embedded in the seat of the pod so that while you're enjoying your complete privacy, your butt is sharing your vital signs. Now, that is progress. Nothing says privacy like a privacy pod that listens to your butt. I'll bet many of you are feeling more relaxed already just knowing this technology exists. However, the more immediate question is, how do we deal with stress while we're waiting for our new pods to be installed in the office? And that gave me an idea. I was thinking that as a stopgap, bosses could use highly sophisticated sensing devices called ears, which are pre-installed at birth and which can sense when employees say things like, "This job is driving me nuts," so that by listening to employees, the boss could then figure out who needs help. Now, I don't want to get in the way of progress, and I'm the first to admit that if the human butt can make phone calls, why not let it share your heart rate with the world? But the idea that something called a privacy pod would be collecting your data from your rear end is yet another good reason to stand at your desk.